You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, October 12th, 2017, week 222 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesk.
Time for America's Sweetheart. I somehow found someone we never chose.
Ooh, but we talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
Or her.
Him or her a lot. This person, let's just get into it. I'm just going to start right now.
Okay, give me some trivia.
This person pitched a superhero movie to Miramax in 1999, and Miramax chairman Harvey Weinstein loved it.
Ooh.
It was described as a Justice League type of superhero team that has to disband because of the government. Once on their own, the film would follow the same type of format used in Pulp Fiction, which would be stories interconnected. In the end, the team would have to unite to defeat one of their own, turned villainous. They never got around to writing a full script. It was also pitched to HBO as a possible series.
I guess Quentin Tarantino.
It is not Quentin Tarantino.
All right.
This person said... This person shot a pictorial of his wife for Playboy magazine.
Don't know.
Was at one point attached to write the script for Scary Movie 3?
Okay. What a weird fact.
Was once approached by Dimension chairman Bob Weinstein to do a crossover with Hellraiser, with the Hellraiser movie, in the same vein as the old Abbott and Costello meets the Wolfman type crossovers. This person declined. This person wrote a short story in their college creative writing course about a serial killer who also happened to be a priest. They received the best grade in the class. This person is a huge fan of Degrassi High. After their movie got picked up and they came into some money, this person bought the entire series on tape. At the time, it was only available commercially and not for private use, so they ended up paying up $6,000 for the series.
Is it Kevin Smith?
It is Kevin Smith.
Ah, there we go. I knew he was a big Degrassi fan.
So someone approached him to put Jay and Silent Bob in a Hellraiser crossover. He said no, and I was trying to go big.
Yeah.
Some of them are just so Kevin Smith that you can't
even like
remove them. Like, once considered buying a local movie theater in Red Bank, New Jersey, and showing all kinds of movies.
Yeah, I was waiting. Yeah, I was like, yeah, you're really searching for stuff. I was like, a lot of that is really obvious.
Yeah. But yeah, that Miramax one sounds like it could work now.
Yeah, I definitely think that could work now.
So. And then one of them was like sold his comic book collection for the money to film Clerks. Mm. And after the film was a success, he bought his collection back. So, well, he didn't buy that legitimate collection. But
he sold it to one dude and then he's like, now I got the money, give me it back.
That happened with Adam Savage and his Lego collection.
Mm-hmm. When he was from the same dude? Or
yeah, well, he actually got it back for free. He sold it to this kid on his street. And then when he was older and he came back home, the mom of that kid gave him back all his whole collection, which included like very like first run Legos.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. So Kevin Smith is America's Sweetheart.
Kevin Smith.
I was surprised that we haven't.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly because we went for actors in the beginning.
That's
and then
true. We didn't really branch out to directors and We've only done really actors, directors, I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Or art. We haven't done any like artists. Okay. Oh, let me get to, yeah. Age and height.
Yeah. Second. Do you know how old Kevin Smith is?
Don't. I do, kind of.
There's like an idea.
I have a range. I just is going to try to guess the right year. I know I can get a range. The okay. 5-year range, but I'm gonna go with 48.
Very close. 47.
I knew it was a 45 to 50 range.
Yeah, because I remember he turned 40 right after the Southwest incident.
Mm-hmm.
So it was because he released a special called Too Fat for 40, which was his 40th birthday in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So yeah. Do you know how tall he is?
Don't.
How tall are you?
5'8". I think he's 5'10".
Close again. 5'9". You're overestimating Kevin Smith.
I am. I think he's a little older and a little taller.
Yeah.
Next year, he'll be 1 inch taller.
He'll be 1 inch taller. And yeah.
Convinced.
Let me see. What do you think is his highest grossing movie? That's going to be tough.
Highest grossing movie. That is tough.
Because his movies historically do not perform well.
Yeah. So it's got to be one of the ones that didn't do that. That. Didn't do that well, but
I would have never guessed this movie.
I'm gonna guess some Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
That's number two.
I'm gonna guess Cop Out.
It is Cop Out. Yeah, 44.8 million.
Ah, 44.8.
Which is the only movie he never wrote. It's the only movie he's directed but didn't write.
Yeah.
So.
That tells you something. <I'm joking>. Oh. Made the most money.
What about?
But it probably costs the most out of any movie.
Yeah, it doesn't say budget.
Guess. I'm guessing the budget had to be more than anything else he's done.
$30 million production budget, so it made money, kind of, not really, but yeah, because Zach and Miri was 24.
Yeah,
Dogma was 10. Tusk didn't say. Yoga Hosers, Red State doesn't say. Yeah,
that's a cop out.
What about? If you adjust for ticket price inflation.
I don't do
Dogma.
Oh, actually, really? You know. Oh, wow.
Dogma made $30 million in 1999. Cop Out made kind of $44 million in 2010.
I thought there was a lot of controversy. I mean, yeah. I didn't know.
But I think a lot of people consider Dogma like their favorite Kevin Smith movie. Like
my
sister.
It's a good movie. I like it.
Yeah. So, Kevin Smith. I want to see that thing now. The Justice
League. Yeah.
I think as like a mini series on HBO would be great.
Yeah, you could do
it's
that
very
easily.
Close to Watchmen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Could be done.
But it would be fun to watch. Kind of like an adult version of Incredibles.
Yeah.
This week in movies in the now, today, The Foreigner, Happy Death Day, and Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman are getting released.
Mm-hmm.
And wide amount of theaters. I don't know.
A wide
amount of theaters. They're getting wide releases.
More than 1,000 theaters.
Yeah, so The Foreigner, Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm. Looks very entertaining.
Yeah.
I like
Jackie Chan using
a
gun.
Jackie Chan's back, man. He's back in America. I mean, I'm sure he's been in a lot of Chinese movies.
And he was in that one with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, but I feel like he's been away
from
American movies for a little while. So, looks a lot darker than a usual Jackie Chan movie, too.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
And then Happy Death Day. This is the Groundhog's Day horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where she keeps dying her birthday.
No matter what she does.
Yeah. And then Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman. It's about the creation of Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this.
Which I think
there's
this
so
is
many weird stories.
I think this
there.
Is dramatized because
I'm sure it's dramatized.
I thought he did it for his. He had two daughters or something.
Oh, that's even weird. I don't. It's got
that he created a character because
I can't imagine it's that
he wanted something for them to read.
Can't imagine it's that dramatized. That's quite a drastic difference.
Yeah.
From what this movie is.
I always thought it was something like that, but. Oh, no. Yeah. I was wrong. It's two women, his wife and his partner.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have two women, I think, with the other woman.
Damn. Two daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not know this story.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they all live together. It's, yeah. That's crazy.
Especially for that time.
But if anyone asked,
they that's were told hiding. That that's the, why they have a secret identity.
But anyone who asked was told that Olive, who was the younger girl, was his wife's widowed sister.
Hmm.
Oh, they had two sons together. That was strange. And both women got along rather well. Interesting. How crazy. What a crazy life. This movie is just way...
I don't think the Stan Lee movie can beat that story.
No. You're like, yeah, he was very loyal to a woman for like 70 years.
They're going to have to dramatize.
Yeah.
When they do the Stan Lee movie.
Like he like beats up like a homeless guy or something. Homeless guy's like, hey, didn't you create Superman? He starts beating him. He's like, I created Spider-Man.
It's like, that'll never sell. It's all about Superman.
He's like, I'll show you Superman. Just starts beating the crap out of him. Trailer talk.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific Rim Uprising.
Ooh. Pacific Rim. John Boyega.
Robots on robots.
A lot of robots.
Robots
a lot of
on robots.
Robot on robot violence, man?
Which is crazy. I don't know why.
Ooh, I don't know what's going on.
What causes that, but...
But I like me some Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
I like the first one.
Yeah, very entertaining.
I like it. I think better than Transformers, man.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all I can say is that a lot of, yeah, very much, yeah, a lot of robots and monsters fighting. I mean, that's what you go, that's what that movie's for.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie Day's back.
And the other scientist is back.
And I think that's people that are back. A picture of Idris Elba's back. Oh, yeah, she's back too.
Yeah.
Forgot. But the picture of Idris Elba is in the movie?
Yeah.
That's I think
he'll be back.
Oh, really? Didn't die? You don't think he died? Or
I
flashback?
Don't remember. I barely remember.
Probably
that first
a flashback.
Movie. Yeah.
Be like, little John Boyega.
Yeah. Two British.
I taught you.
Accented black men.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, John movie. Boyega had his British accent again.
Yeah.
Get rid of that American.
He does one for them, one for me, one for them.
That's what his definition
That's
of
his,
it is.
It's like one with an English accent, one with an American accent. Future Man.
Mm-hmm.
With
Josh
Hutcherson.
PETA.
Yeah.
With PETA.
PETA bread.
Made by
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
Yes. That's why I think it could be good.
Super bad guys. Yeah.
Because they made Preacher and Preacher's pretty cool.
I want to see a movie where Michael Cera and Jonah Hill work on a movie together.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
It would be strange.
And then have Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg
in act. Star in it.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty good. I'd watch that for sure.
It'd be weird.
It would be very weird. That's why I want to watch it, because it's so weird.
You're like two people who are not known to be... Well, Jonah Hill's very creative, but...
Yeah.
I don't think Michael Cera's...
Yeah, I don't see him as a writer type.
Yeah. And then Runaways.
Mm-hmm. Marvel show on Hulu.
Yeah.
Hard to tell really what's going on in that trailer. To wackiness. I think it's like... But they showed the first episode at New York Comic Con. They said it's supposed to be really good. It's supposed to look very comic accurate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different. I think it could be cool.
Yeah.
I think it could be cool.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
It looks kind of mystical.
Oh, that's how you know that you're going to watch it.
Yeah, it looks weird.
It's a big deal. Yeah. It looks...
Red Cloaks? Look like a cult or something.
Yeah, it's some kind of cult. Because I think they're all like... All the parents are all villains or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Ultimate there's like some Rebellion.
Kind of, yeah, there's like some kind of dog in it. There's some kind of weird dog. I don't know.
Yeah, got my attention.
Yeah. They dropped Narnia, man.
Yeah.
That's how you get me. Make references, pop culture references.
On Netflix today, Fe de Etaras. Whatever that is. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.